Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, and Image to IDW, Boom Studios, and Zenoscope, we have everything right here. We cover things like Transformers, He-Man, Superheroes, TMNT, and Radiant Black. Yeah, we have all that and so much more. It's all inside the pull bag here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So, without further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we're reading right now, here inside the pull bag.
Hello and welcome to the pull bag. This is episode 531. That's right, folks, 531 episodes. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Just wanted to come to you before this episode of the pullback to let you know that this was originally a Jesse Early / Matrix Prime video on his YouTube channel where he and I discussed the new Skybound Entertainment series Void Rivals number 1 by Robert Kirkman, and I don't have the artists and things in front of me, but amazing, amazing stuff with this new series. So please enjoy this episode of the pullbag / Jesse's YouTube channel, Matrix _ Prime.
Well, welcome to a video that most of you probably would never assume you'd see on my YouTube channel here, but this is going to be a discussion of a comic, right? I know in the past I said I don't care about comics, don't like comics, don't read comics, but here we are. I'm now reading a comic. So joining me on this episode of whatever this is, I don't know if it's going to be ongoing or continuing or this is just a one-off, but joining me on this is none other than TFG1 Mike from GeekCast Radio.
Hello, hello. Yes, normally if I was able to make room in my own schedule in the comic podcast I've run for 10 years on the GeekCast Radio Network, this would be an episode of my show, but because I pre-produce and pre-plan everything, I did not have room for this, and you wanted to talk about it. I'm like, holy crap, Jesse wants to talk about the world is about to break.
So just a little bit of background here. So a number of months ago, I had an interest in starting to read some comics. Mm-hmm. The Superman series was essentially kind of starting over from number one. Yep. Back in the 90s, I had started reading Superman back when Doomsday started to come around. And the whole death of Superman, resurrection of Superman, I was really into that. And then kind of fizzled out, you know, a couple years after the return of Superman. But I bought an iPad a number of months ago. Wanted to start reading digital comics. I like the idea of physical comics, but they take up too much room.
Yes, they do.
Which is unfortunate because, like, there's a really, really nice comic book shop this local here to where I live. I still enjoy going there. I still enjoy visiting there more for the board games because they're kind of split between board games and comics. But I still love going there. Still love checking out the covers of the comics. I just can't, you know, see spending the money on these physical things and then them taking up that much room. So I opted for an iPad. The iPad is the size of the one that I got is like nearly identical to the size of a standard comic. So you don't really have to zoom in to read anything on it. You obviously can, but you don't really have to. And it's pretty one-to-one in terms of like reading a standard printed comic. So been enjoying that. Been enjoying the new Superman series. I've started to dabble a little bit in the IDW Transformer comics. I have not finished that, but I'm like 7 issues in, I think.
Okay, you clarify. You're 7 issues into the 2019 series?
Whichever one you and Ryan turn me on to.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, you're getting to the good one. That's I'm not saying that the 29. So you're starting with the 2005 continuity with More Than Meets the Eye.
So
okay, good.
That's kind of where I'm at with comics right now.
Cool.
But there was something I saw posted. I'm not really much into Transformers in terms of collecting or anything much anymore.
He used to be, folks. If you remember years and years and years ago, the man had a collection that would rival any comic book collection.
I mean, to be fair, I still have a collection, but I've been selling it off to a guy locally. So.
Oh, that's sad. You're supposed to hand it down to your kids, man.
Well, she is very interested in Transformers, but I mean, I'm not selling them all, but there's a number of them I need to get rid of. So But with that said, I still like to visit the Transformer news sites. And a number of, I don't know, weeks ago, I don't think it's been months, but I would say a number of weeks ago, I started seeing this thing pop up on the Transformer news sites about a comic called Void Rivals. And I'm like, how the hell does this have any, like, how does this play into Transformers at all? I have absolutely no idea, but it piqued my interest.
So there was two things in the last, so IDW Publishing held the license for Transformers, G.I. Joe, Mask, pretty much any Hasbro intellectual property, specifically Transformers, for 17 years. At the end of 2022, they lost the license. Hasbro then said, we have a, there was one comics news story in 2022. Hasbro at that time said, we have a new comics partner. We are not yet ready to divulge who that partner is. There had been no news of this at all until June 13th or 14th, basically the last this week that we're doing this video, whatever this is. And they were like, oh, guess what? We're now ready to tell you that everything everybody's been speculating, for the most part, Skybound through Image Comics, the Image Comics imprint Skybound, the Robert Kirkman-driven Walking Dead guy Skybound, is now getting Transformers and G.I. Joe. So finally, we know that's my own. That was my only gripe. I didn't care where the license went. I just want to know where it went. I wanted, like, I need to know the basic info. So, because, like, it had, Marvel had it for years in the 80s. And my thought was, of course, this would have never happened. My thought was, ooh, it would be kind of cool if DC got it. But I know that would never happen.
Right. So with that, that brings us to Void Rivals number one. Mm-hmm. So before we dive into our thoughts and kind of our review on it, I did want to read the quick synopsis from imagecomics.com here. So this says the blockbuster Oblivion Song team of Robert Kirkman and Lorenzo De Felici, I believe that's how you say his name.
Mm-hmm. I think
so. Debut the biggest new comic book series of 2023 with the launch of an all new shared universe and a surprise you won't see coming. War rages around the Sacred Ring, where the last remnants of two worlds have collapsed around a black hole in a never-ending war. However, when pilot Derek and his rival Solila both crash on a desolate planet, these two enemies must find a way to escape together. But are they alone on this strange planet? And what dark forces await that threaten the entire universe? Question mark. So that was the synopsis, from, like I said, from imagecomics.com. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Kind of what are your thoughts on this issue?
I dug it. I thought it was interesting and cool. And I, at first, did not think that I didn't really think that they were in, like, I just thought they were some sort of robot life form. I didn't really realize that there were humanoids under helmets.
That's exactly what I thought.
I was not expecting that. So that was kind of a shock. But the bigger shock, I mean, you know, you go back to an old cartoon series from the 80s, folks. I'm just too darn big to be sneaking around like this. anybody that most people won't remember that quote, but yeah, no, I dug this. I've been getting into more of the, not that I don't read DC and Marvel. I do. I read DC more than I read Marvel, but you know, you need something different after a while. And I've been getting into more of Image Comics. I love their Radiant Black and the massive verse stuff that they're doing with the new superhero universe that they want to, that they're starting and all that. So I dig this kind of stuff. I thought this was really cool. And at first, of course, oh, you're my enemy. I'm your enemy. Well, neither one of us want to die, so we have to work together. And then, like I said, There's a panel in here somewhere where she says something. I had screen capped it and sent it to you. What does she say? She says, "What made you so reckless all of a sudden?" And my first thought was, why, you know, Megatron's line from the movie, like, why throw away your life so recklessly? And I'm like, I kind of see where they're going. Okay, that's just me inferring, but right. Like, you know. You go with what you know when you don't know what you don't know yet. And yeah, I love the art. The art's really cool. It's a mixture of, to me, it's a mixture of, it's sci-fi, it's space exploration, it's whatever. But there's also like this sort of earthbound, like when they're on the planet after their two after his ship explodes because they crossed the wrong wire.
Yep.
It feels like they're in a desert. It feels like they're in sand. They're buried on some planetoid kind of thing. And that also goes to what they have to dig out of the sand, which we will get to. But what were your overall?
Yeah, so I didn't know what to expect from this going in. Like I said, I've only recently just learned of this comic, and it kind of piqued my interest from the Transformer news sites. Kind of like you, when I saw this cover, I'm like, okay, this is some sort of robotic civilization, or I guess two different robotic civilizations, right? Because the cover kind of has the two different, I guess, antagonists is what we're going to call them. Protagonists we're going to call them. It's kind of split down the middle. So we're like seeing half of each one of them. I'm like, well, these are clearly some sort of robotic life forms. And then we get to the, what is it? Page two, I believe. Page two, page three, where it's, the hand starts talking, and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? And then they call it a handroid, and I'm like,
that was hilarious.
Okay, handroid. We got handroid here, we got mandroid in Earthspark, and I'm just like, huh?
Yeah, so once I saw the hand start talking, I'm like, oh, well, this clearly must be a person inside this thing, then, and it's just has this like robotic hand of some sort,
yeah.
So as I kept going, I mean, that was obviously apparent that we're dealing with actual people here, or at least with this character. And then we get to there's a panel inside that actually has like the title of Void Rivals in there. And that's kind of where you see our two protagonists, inside there, kind of in a standoff. I really dig the art. I'm not really much of a, connoisseur of Kirkman comics, so I don't really know kind of what his writing is yet. I did watch the Walking Dead TV series, which I know is drastically different than the comics, especially later in the series. But I've never read any of his stuff.
So I'm right there with you. I did not know about any of it. Like, I did not know what his writing style was. But also, I am the complete opposite of you. I do not care about zombie apocalyptic things. I do not care about zombies. The closest thing I come to zombies is Rob Zombie and Living Dead Girl. That's it. That's why I called Robert Kirkman the Living Dead guy, because that's all. Like, I'm not trying to belittle the man or anything, but like, that's what I knew him from, was he was the creator of The Walking Dead. So this is the first time I've read anything he's written, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it has nothing to do with zombies yet.
So I enjoyed the writing. I really like the art. The art is kind of what you described. It's sort of a sci-fi esque. It sort of reminded me of like retrofuturism in some aspect, which I really dig. I really dig that art style. So yeah, overall, I liked it. I'm very curious to kind of see where this is going. One thing that I did note here in the notes that I've got for us, which I found was kind of interesting, is let's see, what page is this on? I guess I didn't write down the page, but towards the very end, it says, send your questions to voidrivals@skybound.com. At the very bottom, it says that Void Rivals and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro.
Hasbro. That's page 27.
Page 27. Okay.
Yeah.
Which I found very interesting, because I know that, and we're going to get to this in just a few minutes just here. I know where this is leading to, or at least kind of where, you know, some things are jumping off to. But I found it very interesting that this property here is a property of Hasbro.
Yeah, that's interesting to me. I think that's because maybe this is, again, they're wanting to start this shared universe, and they're wanting to bring in two of our favorite franchises. And like we've said, Transformers and G.I. Joe are now with Skybound, under Image, under Hasbro, under whatever Rock Lords you want to say they're under. But yeah, I said, like, so that was the thing. Like, I didn't really. So when I reached the end of the comic, I was like, okay, that's the end. And yes, I knew there was the preview for Transformers, which we'll talk about in a moment. But I skipped to that image. I did not even look at the letter. I did not even look at the letter from Mr. Kirkman. I didn't even. Initially, when I read this. Okay, so how I read comics, so I can maintain and retain for when I eventually do a podcast or a video cast or whatever the hell this is. We don't know what it is yet, folks. you know, I will read it twice. I will read it once for the story so I can feel the story out and whatever else, and then I will read it the second time to prepare to be able to discuss it without having to, hang on a second, folks. I have to cut this out in the editing because, oh my God, I don't remember what page that was on. And then I take notes, but I don't take notes. Yeah. So basically when I got to the end of the story, I'm like, okay, that's the end of the story. I know there's the preview page for the Transformers title. I completely skipped over send your questions to whatever, but I did go back and I reread that and I was like, oh, right. And then I saw the giant head. Like, I haven't even zoomed in on this. It's the full page of that letter page from Mr. Kirkman. The two images of the two characters at the top. And the giant ass Hasbro logo at the bottom left, like you can't yep. miss that.
Right.
Like, so I'm like, okay, I will zoom in on that. I'm like, oh, so yeah, that is very interesting. And this is their second attempt to start a shared universe.
Yeah. So I mean, now that I know that these are characters, this whole world is kind of Hasbro owned. Yep. I'm curious to see if like these characters may pop up anywhere else in other media.
I'm curious to know if, so far, without doing any Google searching and typing, if there are going to be any action figures of these two characters yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because this isn't like, if you read this and you kind of get to the end, mm-hmm. right, we talked about, I mean, we haven't gone into what we've seen in this particular issue yet, yeah. but we know that the Transformers, we know that G.I. Joe are coming, right? This could have just been like a one-off issue, but we right. know that there's right. This is going to be an ongoing series, mm-hmm. so I'm very curious to kind of see, you know, what happens with this. Is this going to show up in other media? Are there going to be toys to this? Are they trying to introduce a brand new property, right, to get new toys out there? So yeah, I'm very curious to kind of see where this goes. There is this is like the last pane of the comic itself. Mm-hmm. Each character takes off their helmet, and we see yep. that they're very human-like, but they also have yeah. jewels on their forehead.
And they're two opposite colors and two opposite shapes.
Yep.
So it's showing you that one is from one race and one is from the other. It's basically an Autobot symbol and a Decepticon symbol without saying that they're Autobot. Like, seriously. I mean, granted, they're on their foreheads and not on their, like, shoulders or legs or whatever. But, like, that's what it makes me think of is the Autobot and Decepticon logo. Because the whole comic, they're like, at the beginning, they're like, oh, you're my enemy. Well, you're my enemy. Well, I hate you. And they don't right. really show up. They don't really show off the emotion of hate, but they come to the point of, well, if we want to stay alive, I want to stay alive. I'm pretty sure you want to stay alive. Then that means we have to work together in order to stay alive, because we can't just disco dance our way through the 70s and we're not staying alive that long.
Right.
If we did that. So,
right. It's yeah. like, I mean, this is obviously a story that plays out right all throughout humanity. It's like, oh, I don't like you and you don't like me. So mm-hmm. we hate each other. We got to fight. But when I was reading this, what it sort of reminded me of, and I'm a big Robotech fan. I noted this in the show notes here that I shared. It sort mm-hmm. of reminded me of the Micronians and the Zentradi from Robotech or Macross.
Yeah.
And that it's once they like take off their helmets, it's like they're pretty much identical. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, the people here, I mean, one happens to be male, one happens to be female, just based on how I'm seeing this. That's what my yeah. assumption is.
But yeah, so we have that. And then we have before that, we have the reveal of really why we're here, yep. why we are here.
Yep.
And Jetfire, what is the one thing you notice about Jetfire? I'm wondering if we noticed the same thing.
The one thing I notice about Jetfire, well, I mean, should we explain like how they come, like how he comes to be?
Sure. Yep.
All right. So the two protagonists here, right? They're stuck on this planet. They each had their own ship. Each one of their ships is no longer functional. And when they attempt to repair one of the ships using pieces from the other ship, it ends up blowing up and then they're just kind of stuck there on the planet. So the female protagonist kind of walks off. The male protagonist is trying to figure out how to fix one of the ships. Female protagonist comes back. Again, her name is Solila, I believe. She's trying to get Derek to follow her, saying that, you know, she found something that may help here. And what ends up being is this spaceship that's seemingly stuck in the ground and has been buried there for quite a while. They give it some energy just to kind of check out the systems. And what ends up happening is the ship transforms and it ends up being Jetfire.
Now, you say they give it some energy. What kind of... Okay, so, all right. So, you well, say...
It's yellow. It's yellow here.
Right. That's what... Like, I've never heard of yellow Energon. I mean, what did they do? Did they make him drink piss? Really? Seriously? Like, But yes, it is Jetfire. And the one thing I noticed, even though he goes on to say it's been millions and millions of years... I assume this was a specific art choice, or maybe this was Hasbro saying, no, don't do that yet. He does not have a faction symbol anywhere on his robot mode. Normally, Jetfire would have a Decepticon symbol right there on his chest, or an Autobot symbol if he's already been, you know, come around to the right side of thinking. And that's the one thing I noticed about Jetfire was, damn, he ain't got no symbol, man.
Yeah, and I think that's – so let's see. What page is this? The problem
21.
With the comic is, yeah, it doesn't have, like, the actual page numbers on it. So, yeah, so on page 21, right, it's kind of – his chest is, like, kind of center-focused in that panel.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you absolutely do not see anything there. And if you go two more pages, the very first panel on that page, right, is kind of, like, almost framed in the – mm-hmm. forming sound that it's making, where again you see his that chest with absolutely no
faction symbol on it whatsoever. And again, maybe that's something that maybe it rubbed off under the sand, maybe the sand corroded it, whatever. Kind of like there's all kinds of story.
It might be a pre-rub symbol version.
Very rare, but yeah, no, I thought that was a really good. Interesting thing, and obviously they need a ship.
Yeah, the only thing I did not like about this was that it was very abrupt. He's like there, and then boom, he's gone.
Yeah, he leaves them
in the left, like
what do we? Well, I mean, I think it's interesting that he needs to get back, and he transforms, and he flies off. But they're like, wait, we want to go with you,
right?
we don't have ships, so we don't get tripped. Please tell me you got that.
I got it.
Okay. Just want to make sure. but yeah, so, I mean, I think it's good in a way that we leave it off on this first issue. And I know the second issue is coming out, I think, next month. Yeah. That we kind of leave it off on a cliffhanger, like, oh shit, what do we do now? But yeah, and the one thing I did not know about any of this Void's Rivals stuff or the Hasbro thing or Image or Skybound or anything, the one thing I did not know, and somebody else told me for an episode I had already recorded that it'll be out this week, next week, that they're calling this the Energon Universe.
Well, that makes me think that Energon is going to play a key part in all of this.
Hence why I'm like, why are they making them drink yellow piss? Why are they making them drink yellow Energon? Making a Jetfire drink yellow Energon. That's why I asked you what the energy was, because right. I was like, could that be some form of new Energon that we don't know yet? I mean, they introduced red Energon back in Prime. Speed Energon. Hasbro, getting kids to do drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, so I'm like I said, I'm very curious to see where this goes. I'm especially interested now that we know that there's going to be a Transformers ongoing series, an mm-hmm. ongoing G.I. Joe series. I'm very curious to see how this Void Rivals fits into that universe.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Void Rivals is, I believe it's going to be an ongoing for the most. I do not see anything here saying or anywhere else saying that it's a specific 6-issue series to launch
right.
Skybound's. Transformers, it's the Energon universe. They've got it already set up. And what do you think of the art on Optimus Prime here for the cover teaser that we got?
Yeah, so that's still, yeah. So that's what I wanted.
Sorry, if I'm jumping ahead.
No, that's fine. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. So yeah, at the end of the comic here, there is a I don't know, what do you call it? A preview panel?
Yeah, it's a preview page.
A preview page of Transformers number one. It says, you know, October 2023. Below yep. that, it says Duke number one, December 2023, and then Cobra Commander number one, January 2024. And I have a few thoughts about that too. okay. But in terms of this, maybe it is a preview of the issue number one. Maybe it's just a preview of a panel that's going to be in one of the future comics. I don't know. But when I look at this picture of Optimus Prime, what I do notice right away, and if I go back a couple of pages here and look at Jetfire, what I notice right away is that the designs appear to be of very closely reminiscent of the Sunbow designs from.
Yep. That's what I'm liking so far.
Yeah, and I absolutely love those designs. So
yeah. So this image reminds me, granted, he's not like he's on. Oh, man, how in the hell is it 2023 and I can make a Boys to Men reference in regards to Transformers? He's on bended knee, essentially, because he's knelt down and there's an explosion behind him. But it reminds me of in More Than Meets the Eye.
I would have said Iron Man pose, but.
Okay, well, you know, it is what it is. He's too big and bulky to be like, not even Tony's bulkiest Iron Man armor looks like Optimus Prime. Anyway, it reminds me of the scene where he first encounters Spike and Sparkplug in More Than Meets the Eye, and Sparkplug and Spike are like, "Where are you from?" He points up to this. We're from far away. We're from cyber. Like, that's really because, again, they're going with like the Sunbow design type stuff with the which I love. Like you said, yeah. I love that. I'm very happy if this is. And I know that Daniel Warren Johnson is going to be both writing and doing the art for the series for Transformers. So it's going to be very interesting to see what, and as you already pointed out, Jetfire very much looks like his Generation 1 cartoon. So yeah, I'm all for. At first I thought like they were doing something specific with Optimus's windows here. Like I thought there was going to be like some sort of like city mirage in his. No, they're just shattered glass.
Yep. Yep.
Which is fine. So. But yeah, no, man, I'm excited. A lot of people I've talked to about this stuff that since the news hit, everybody is like, when can I be on the podcast? When can I be? I'm like, okay, calm down. We can't have more than three or four or five people on a Skype call without it turning into just all hell. But yeah, no, everybody I've shared the news with, everybody's excited about this. I'm excited about this Voids series too, because again, I like new things. I don't always like new things, but when I'm introduced to new things and I latch onto them, I'm like a loyal dog with a bone. I very rarely will give it up unless I have to. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Skybound does. And I'm excited for it.
Yep.
IW didn't really leave me with, I don't know, that 2019 series. Don't go through what you're reading currently and then let Ryan and I know once you're done, because I want to make sure I can. Okay. If you liked that, you may want to skip 2019.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm reading, what we've read of Void Rivals number one, I'm enjoying. I do want to continue reading this to see where it goes. I'm very interested in seeing how it ties into Transformers, how it ties into G.I. Joe. So yeah, I want to continue reading this. By the time Transformers comes out, we'll probably be 5 issues deep into Void Rivals.
Okay.
Because it's coming out monthly. I buy them digitally. On Amazon, I can already get up to issue 3, like pre-order up to issue 3. And it seems to be releasing monthly. So if that follows that trend, then we should be up to about issue 5 at that point, I believe. So we should know our protagonists from this series a little bit better than what we currently do. Yeah. Maybe there'll be another Transformer that pops up before we actually get Transformers number one. Don't know.
Who knows?
To learn about that. Or do you think maybe we'll see anybody from G.I. Joe pop up?
Not unless they hit Earth. If Derek and Selina or Selina or Selinmus, whatever her name is. Selila, there you go. If they get to Earth, I could see them interacting with G.I. Joe, but G.I. Joe has never really been interplanetary. So they may only interact with Transformers until they may or may not. I don't know where Void Rivals is going to go. So
we're also unsure at this point kind of what the time period is Earth-wise. Right.
Yeah.
I've included some notes here from, this is from the popverse.com. This is Hasbro's VP of Global Publishing talking here. Launching in October, centering around Optimus Prime and the rest of his team of Autobots. Now that they're stranded on Earth and removed from the war-torn Cybertron. So my question to you is, do you think this is sort of a, not necessarily a retelling, but sort of a redo of G1? Like, are we going back to the 80s?
Everything is a redo of G. Have you not been paying attention to Transformers the last 20 years?
You got me in the toys. I know that. Yeah.
And that's, again, new publisher, new place, new whatever. Of course, they're going to start with what, you know, that they're going to start with Jenner. No comic company, I think, would start in 1996 with Beast Wars. They wouldn't start there. They would start with G1. They would start with, of course, you're always going to use Optimus Prime, Megatron, Starscream, whatever. And we don't even know yet. But, like, you look at the core 7 bots from Transformers, you know, whether it's toys, comics, cartoons, movies, whatever, it's always those. It's always that, you know, core 6, right. 7, or 8. And I, like I said, I'm perfectly fine with them starting wherever they're going to start. Like I said, I'm on board. You give me a cool G1 animated looking comic version of Optimus Prime. You give me the Ultimates. I'm just too darn big to be sneaking around like this, you know, Jetfire on a planet who, and he specifically says it has been millions of years. So yep. We know that whether it's been 4 million years or however many million of years it's been, that we're going to, I don't know if this is because we haven't seen Earth, we haven't seen Earthlings, we haven't seen humans. We don't know if this is going to start in 1984. It could start in 1986, and who knows? Optimus might not die. Who knows? You know. Well, you know, I mean, there is always one bot that can take his place and do a better job, but that's my own personal opinion.
Now, if this series does kind of go back to the 80s, right, we've seen that recently with the Bumblebee film. We've seen that with Rise of the Beast. If they go back to the 80s with this, do you like that as opposed to kind of like just starting fresh in like, right, in 2023, for example?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's any fictional medium, no matter which medium it is, whether it's comics or written prose or you want something that is not current year. You want something, at least I do. In my fiction, I want it to be fictitious. I don't want it to be like, you can go as far as 2056, which really isn't all that far away, or you know what I mean? But like, you know, you could go far flung into the future. You can go far flung into the past. Because let's face it, folks, next year is the 40th anniversary of Transformers, and we are 40 years away from where we started. Yep. So, yeah, you also need to give that comic reader who has never read a single Transformers comic, you need to give that general audience. Like, this is a great – I would recommend Void's Rivals number one to anyone who wants to jump onto a cool sci-fi thing but also gets the bonus of, oh, hey, by the way – here's this character that is going to set you on a path. If you would like to check out Transformers, I would recommend this to any non-Transformers fan if they would like to get into Transformers, because they can start from the beginning without 40 years of baggage.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would absolutely agree with that. I was just going to say, I think if they go back and they start in the 80s, mm-hmm. which I really think that's what they're probably going to do based on the fact that they're using these Sunbow designs. I feel like yep. they're shooting for a target audience. It'll probably have broad enough appeal so that anyone can come in, but I feel like they're really trying to target a specific audience here. And if that, you know, if that's what we end up getting is like an 80s based Transformers comic, I'm really interested in obviously, right, being born in the 80s. I'm very nostalgic for that time period. So I would really like to kind of see that happen and kind of, you know, see some 80s things that pop up inside there. Whether it's like, we're going to throw out this MTV joke, or we see like Jazzercise videos, like play in the background or something, and a store display, or, you know, just fun things like that. I'm very interested in kind of seeing where this plays out or how this plays out and where they go with it if they do happen to go back to the 80s. So,
yeah, absolutely. Most definitely.
So a couple of closing things here. So I did want to note that the initial run has already sold out. There is going to be a reprint coming in July, nice. Which kind of gives away the everything that we talked about on page, what was it, page
2021.
So those covers feature Jetfire right on the front.
Nice.
The one is just a, I guess, just a standing version of Jetfire. The other one is a really funny parody of Monster at the end of this book. which is a Sesame Street book that my daughter actually has. Really, really funny, really comedic drawing of Jetfire. If you haven't seen it, you can check all the Transformer news sizes on there. But yeah, the last thing I guess I want to touch on here with you is the G.I. Joe stuff. So right, this preview page that we have with Transformers, it says Duke number one, December, Cobra Commander number one, January.
Yep.
So why go with the name Duke and Cobra Commander as opposed to G.I. Joe and Cobra?
So I think speculating other than your lovely Google document here, I'm not looking at any news websites or anything like that. My speculation is that because Skybound has the Transformers and G.I. Joe license, if they have a G.I. Joe license, from what I know from recording my other podcast that'll be out next week from my buddy who's a G.I. Joe nerd and who has read all 300 issues of the Larry Hama run, issue 301 of Real American Hero will be published under Skybound. So they are having G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero, continue from where it was at IDW. And so they're continuing on the X number of decades long stories from Larry Hama that they can.
Okay.
Hence why I think that's why you have the Duke series and the Cobra Commander series. And the way I look at it is it could be a similar thing as to what IDW's More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise was. So as you know, because you're currently reading it, you're seven issues in, I believe.
Yep.
More Than Meets the Eye is the Rodimus show. It is the adventures in space. Yep. Robots in Disguise is Starscream and all his political bullshit on Cybertron. That's what Robots in Disguise is, at least for the first 30 issues or so. So it's two very different stories. So maybe with Duke number one and Cobra Commander number one, Duke is the leader of G.I. Joe, Cobra Commander, obviously commander of Cobra. It's a way to tell two different stories, even though the same guy is writing both series, Joshua Williamson, head cheese over there at DC Comics, not head cheese, but one of the biggest pieces of writing godliness that DC has. He's writing both of these series. So that's going to be interesting to see how he writes each series and what each series is going to be, because we don't know. Just by the title, I assume Duke's going to focus somewhere around Duke and Cobra Commander is going to focus around him and the Baroness. Maybe it's a MTV, 16 and you're pregnant, and maybe Baroness is pregnant with Destro's baby or something. I don't know, but you know what I mean? Like, who knows? I do like that Transformers is in October. They take a month off of any new series. Yes, I'm sure we're going to have a Void's Rivals issue in November. I'm sure we'll probably have Transformers number 2 in November. But you take a month off of introducing any new series, and then in December, hey, it's Christmas time. Let's all gather around the Christmas tree with Uncle Duke from G.I. Joe. And then in January, oh, it's the winter of our discontent. Let's all go spend time with Cobra Commander. And it's a new year. It's a new thing. Let's go. And the universe is launched for what they want to launch it for now, I guess. I don't know.
Are you interested in reading that series or those two series as well?
Oh, yeah, I've already. So, again, because I record things, pre-record them and all that stupid crap, my buddy Eduardo, who covered the IDW G.I. Joe World on Fire and Castlefall with me, He's already, unless Steve Megatron, who I always give number one dibs to, unless Steve wants to do it, Eduardo and I are probably going to be covering Duke and Cobra Commander over on the pull bag. And then as far as Transformers, I don't know yet. I assume Ryan and I are going to do it. We have not recorded our own separate speculation stuff that we're going to be doing next week on all things Transformers over at the Geekcast Radio Network. So you heard it here first, folks. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
Well, I can say that at the very least, I'm going to check out the first issue of all of them.
You know, absolutely, yeah. You always want to at least check out the number ones.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess just in closing here, I would say that, yeah, kind of along the same lines that you said, if you're interested in sci-fi type stuff, I would check out Void Rivals number one. Very curious to kind of see where it's going. I think it was a good first issue. I think once it got to the Jetfire stuff, a little less so, but I think overall it was a fairly good first issue that is leaving me wanting to know and learn more. So I think that's good. Yeah.
And again, that's why I think it's good that he didn't stick around. Like the point was for them to potentially, oh, this is just a ship. And then all of a sudden, holy shit, it transforms into this. Oh, crap. It's more than just a ship. It's more than meets the eye. It's a robot in disguise. Right. But he doesn't stick around. He leaves.
Right.
So that's okay. Like, I'm, again, perfect placement of a character that we know. And he doesn't outstay his welcome in this new, unique, original series to Skybound.
I mean, it leaves the protagonist wanting more. It leaves the reader wanting more.
So. Absolutely. I'm ready for next month. Let's go.
So I think it did a great job in that regard. All right. So I think that's it for our coverage here of Void Rivals number one. Anything else you want to say in closing?
I guess just visit geekcastradio.com. We have got a bunch of stuff going on. We're in the middle of planning and hoping to get more than three people to join us in our – we actually have more than that, but we –
25 people.
It's hey, the Transformers one had 33, so there's we are gearing up and getting ready to do the top 100 toys podcast project countdown, so that's going to be happening. We have my buddy Optimus Solo, Kevin Thompson, has curated and put together, along with Steve Megatron, Steve put together the visual guide, Kevin put together the text guide. He has gotten together over 300 toy listings. So basically we're going to send we've been sending emails out to people. Hey, do you want to join? Do you want to join? Here's all the research. Just pick from this list, make your list. And then that list will go into all the other lists that will end up making our eventual official list. If that makes any sense, but yeah, geekcastradio.com. Check it out.
All right. So I think that's it for this episode of whatever this is. If Mike and I happen to read Void Rivals number two, maybe we'll be back on here again.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.
Well, it all began about 9 million years ago.
Oh, great. It's gonna be one of those long stories.